was the Blarney Stone, which is in Ireland, was that connected to the Templars' activities?
What's under the Blarney Stone? Yes.
Is it something you can't move?
Yes.
And there's something under it? Was it placed there by the Templars?
No, it was found by the Templars.
Before the stone was there?
They put the stone to cover it up.
So at some point in the past, we will find it. We will push the stone away.
You don't even have to do that. You can take a shillelagh.
What's that?
Stick and move it without moving it.
And see through it and see.
Open it. Mm-hmm.
And what would you see underneath it?
A crystal.
Is it useful?
Yes.
Is it an activator for parallel worlds?
Yes.
Most of these ancient artifacts, magical Harry Potter artifacts, are connected to parallel worlding.
Yes, because it becomes the U and the FO.
Is there a portal right there caused by the crystal?
Yes, that whole valley becomes a portal.
And it is a portal.
Mm-hmm.
Do people do portaling consciously there, go there knowing there's a portal there? Do they use it?
Some do. Why do you call it the Ides of March?
That was from the Shakespeare play Julius Caesar, isn't it? Beware the Ides of March. That's what the reference is. But you're asking why that was a phrase before Shakespeare?
Mm-hmm.
Because something happened on the 15th of March.
That's when the activation got known for what you call the Blarney Stone.
So that's in British culture. That was a meme. In Shakespeare's time, he may not know where it came from, but that's where it came from. It came from activities in that part of the world.
Absolutely.
But nobody knows that connection. The Ides of March refers to the activation of the crystal under the Blarney Stone. That's totally not registered anywhere, is correct? Other than
correct.
The Templars. The Templars know if they passed it.
Yeah, but they ain't telling shit.
But they would know, but it doesn't matter if they know it. You might as well say it's supposed to information because they're not talking.
Have you ever traveled to the east and west and back again?
Is that a phrase they say among themselves?
Yes, it is.
I was just going to say the Templars are an example of a post-information society because they're never going to give us any information, so don't expect any.
Unless you want to pay $6 and join the website.
The Blarney Stone. Let me look that up. The stone was set into a tower of the castle in 1446. That's before Shakespeare, if these dates are real. The castle is a popular tourist site in Ireland, attracting visitors from all over the world to kiss the stone and tour the castle and its gardens. The word Blarney has come to mean clever, flattering, or coaxing talk. John O'Connor Power's definition is succinct. And he said, Blarney is something more than mere flattery. It is flattery sweetened by humor and flavored by wit. Those who mix with Irish folk have many examples of it in their everyday experience. Unquote. That sounds like a Blarney statement in itself. Does that make sense? So it's before Shakespeare. He picks it up from whatever context he's got, but it comes from the Templars. They're a secret society.
And what's their point in being so secretive?
They know you won't believe it, that they can parallel world and all that stuff. So they're not going to bother you about it.
Do you think they know now about Ion?
All the secret occult, real occult people, the Pope knows about us, they all know about us because they're smart enough and know enough to say, wait a minute, this is something different. This is new. They recognize. And they're just watching us, see what moves we make.
Because Ion has uncovered their secrets, so to speak, in a
yeah.
way.
Well, they know that.
Did they talk to you before? Because you were part of the Secret Council?
The Secret Council 10. I knew people like Turnitaxis. The Pope that just died, his close friend was Gloria Turnitaxis, and I knew her uncle, Prince Turnitaxis, on Secret Council 10. And a close advisor of the, whatever that guy was a few years ago, was a Turnitaxis. So the connection to the Vatican was through the Turnitaxis for me. J.W. and I visited the Vatican in August 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I've sort of dropped hints about what happened then. Thurn, T-H-U-R-N, and then U-N-D, which is and, but it's spelled U-N-D, and then Taxis, T-A-X-I-S. Pynchon uses it a lot in the novel The Crying of Lot 49. I once asked Ion how many members of the Freemasons knew this, and gave me a figure like 10,000 or something. That's through all history. Okay, so here's something. I'm pretty sure I'm not supposed to announce this. In any way, there are in total, but it's spelled I-N-T-O-T-O, 37,419 Freemasons. Now, I think that meant the real ones, full-fledged. Eventually, they'll hear this and they'll go, oh, they know that. Well, that guy's got non-physical talking. Hey, Bob, whoa, electricity squared, sir. Come on. You're listening to the show? What are you saying? Electricity squared, what's that? According to Bob, it's Ion.